Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
If you head to Bunnings today, between 11 and 2, during that 3 hours when you're at Bunnings, you will see a big bowel.
I can't say that I've ever seen a bowel before, let alone a big bowel.
It's all part of the 2017 Big Bowel Tour. And if you have a visit to the Big Bowel at Bunnings today, a visit is designed to raise bowel cancer awareness. So if you want to find out about bowel cancer and how you can participate in bowel cancer screening and get info on proper diet, it's the place to be today. We're going to find a little bit more about the Big Bowel and its visit to Wagga today.
Yes, from Bowel Cancer Australia, Claire Anea joins us. How are you doing, Claire?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you very much for bringing your big bowel to Wagga.
Our pleasure. We're very excited to have everybody come along and take a tour and walk through the giant inflatable bowel.
All right, so tell us about a visit to the big bowel. If we come and walk through the big bowel, what sorts of...
Do you walk through the bowel? We haven't seen it.
You certainly do. We're very excited to be launching the second part of our Big Bowel Tour and to be heading to Wagga Wagga. And the Big Bowel itself is a very visually engaging educational exhibit. It's more than 7 metres long and more than 2.5 metres high, so you can walk through the bowel. And while you're in there, you can have a look at some interesting things like healthy tissue, precancerous polyps, advanced polyps, and also even a cancerous tumour. And the Big Bowel is designed to help raise bowel cancer awareness, promote bowel cancer screening participation, and also to share information about some of the simple diet and lifestyle changes visitors can make to help reduce their bowel cancer risk.
Well, firstly, what are the symptoms of bowel cancer or something wrong with the bowel?
Yeah, so there are a number of symptoms that you should be looking out for when it comes to bowel cancer. And they don't definitely mean that you do have bowel cancer, but they certainly are things to be looking out for. And if you do notice any symptoms, make an appointment to speak with your GP. So those symptoms include blood in the bowel movement, a persistent change in bowel habit, especially if you're going to the toilet more often or if you've got looser, more diarrhea-like movements, abdominal pain, unexplained anemia, and a lump or mass in your tummy. So as I say, they don't definitely mean that you do have bowel cancer, but certainly don't sit on your symptoms if you are experiencing any of those. Make an appointment to speak with your GP for further investigation.
And Claire, the bowel cancer screening program, that's a very easy thing for people to do.
It certainly is. So it's a simple test that you can do in the privacy of your own home. It only takes a few minutes. The Australian government are sending out free bowel cancer screening kits to certain age groups, but medical guidelines do recommend that you undertake bowel cancer screening every 1 to 2 years from age 50. So if you don't receive a free kit from the government, we'd recommend you speak with your local pharmacy or GP to pick up a bowel cancer screening kit and complete it at home.
And Claire, what are the numbers? What are the numbers stack up for bowel cancer here in Australia?
Yeah, so sadly, bowel cancer is Australia's second biggest cancer killer, and around 15,000 Australians are diagnosed with bowel cancer each year. And sadly, around 4,000 Australians die. But the good news is that 90% of bowel cancer cases can be successfully treated if detected early. So that's why being aware of the symptoms and acting on those and also participating in bowel cancer screening, especially if you're over the age of 50, is so important.
Is diet, can we avoid having bowel cancer simply by better diet?
You can't avoid having bowel cancer for some people, but there definitely are things that everybody can be doing to help reduce their bowel cancer risk. So that includes things like being physically active at least 30 minutes every day. And that doesn't mean you need to be running a marathon or slugging it out at the gym. It can just be getting off the bus early or vigorous car wash, anything that gets your heart rate up for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Eating lots of foods that contain dietary fibre, especially lots of lovely fruits and vegetables, limiting the amount of red meat that you eat and avoiding processed meat, limiting alcoholic drinks, helping to maintain a healthy body weight, and also not smoking.
And Claire, do you find after people have a visit to the Big Bowel that they participate in the screening process?
They certainly do. Don't be put off by what I was talking about before with all the lovely polyps and cancers inside the bowel. It's actually a pretty awesome thing to go and see, and you can walk through it, and there's lovely people from Bowel Cancer Australia there that you can talk to. And what we've actually found is that through similar exhibits overseas, visitors are definitely more likely to participate in screening following a tour because it's so memorable. And the most important thing that we're trying to promote is that bowel cancer is preventable, treatable, and beatable if detected early. So we're all about raising awareness and letting people know the things that they can do to help avoid bowel cancer or at least detect it early.
All right, the Big Bowel, it is at Bunnings in Wagga today, and it's there from 11 o'clock this morning through until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes, I think you should go to Bunnings and have a movement.
Yes, a movement through the Big Bowel.
Through the Big Bowel.
Would be the way to go. Claire, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we do urge everybody, if they can today, to get down and have a tour through the Big Bowel when it's at Bunnings from 11 o'clock this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Come down and say hi at Bunnings, everyone. Have a great day.
Cheers. Thank you.
Claire Anea, the Community Engagement Manager for Bowel Cancer Australia. And once again, we urge everybody to get down and have a look at the Big Bowel, walk through the Big Bowel at Bunnings from 11 till 2.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.